بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تحمل الشدائد في الله تعالى. كيف كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه يتحملون الشدائد والأذى والجوع والعطش إزهارا للدين المتين، وكيف هانت عليهم نفوسهم في الله لإعلاء كلمته. قول مقداد رضي الله عنه في حال التي بعث عليها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. أخرج أبو نعيم في الحلية عن جبير بن نفير عن أبيه قال: جلسنا إلى المقداد بن أسود رضي الله عنه يوما فمر به رجل فقال: طوبى لهاتين العينين اللتين رأتا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، والله لوددنا أن رأينا ما رأيت وشهدنا ما شهد. فاستمعت فجعلت أعجب ما قال إلا خيرا. ثم أقبل عليه فقال: ما يحمل أحدكم على أن يتمنى محضرا غيبه الله عز وجل عنه، لا يدري لو شهده كيف كان يكون فيه. والله لقد حضر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أقوام قبهم الله عز وجل على مناخرهم في جهنم، لم يجيبه ولم يصدقوه. أولا تحمدون الله إذ أخرجكم الله عز وجل لا تعرفون إلا ربكم مصدقين بما جاء به نبيكم عليه الصلاة والسلام، وقد كفيتم البلاء بغيركم. والله لقد بعث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على أشد حال ما بعث عليه نبي من الأنبياء في فترة وجاهلية ما يرون دينا أفضل من إبادة الأوثان، فجاء بفرقان فرق به بين الحق والباطل، وفرق بين الوالد والولد، حتى إن الرجل لا يرى والده أو ولده أو أخاه كافرا، وقد فتح الله تعالى قفل قلبه للإيمان ليعلم أنه قد هلك من دخل النار، فلا تقر عينه وهو يعلم أن هميمه في النار، وإنها للتي قال الله عز وجل: ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين. قوله حذيفة رضي الله عنه في هذه الباب. وأخرج ابن إسحاق عن محمد بن كعب القرزي قال: قال رجل من أهل الكوفة لحذيفة ابن يمان رضي الله عنه: يا أبا عبد الله، رأيتم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وصحبتموه؟ قال: نعم يا ابن أخي. قال: فكيف كنتم تصنعون؟ قال: والله لقد كنا نجتهد. قال: والله لقد كنا نجتهد. قال: والله لو أدركناه ما تركناه يمشي على الأرض ولا حملناه على أعقابنا. قال: فقال حذيفة رضي الله عنه: يا ابن أخي، والله لقد رأيتنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالخندق. فذكر الحديث في تحملهم شدة الخوف وشدة الجوع والبرد. وقال له حذيفة: أنت كنت تفعل ذلك؟ لقد رأيتنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليلة الأحزاب بليلة ذات ريح شديد وقر. فذكره عنده الحاكم والبيهقي. وقال حذيفة: لا تمنوا ذلك. فذكره. تحمل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شدائد والأذى في الدعوة إلى الله تعالى. قوله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذا الباب. أخرج الأحمد عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لقد أوذيت في الله وما يؤذى أحد، وأخفت في الله وما يخاف أحد، ولقد أتت علي 30 من بيت يوم وليلة، وما لي ولبلال رضي الله عنه ما يأكله ذو كبد إلا ما يواري إبت بلال. Respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this deen in this time and age, in this moment. Allah ta'ala could have chosen us in any other moment, but this is the moment that Allah ta'ala chose us to be in this dunya, and to be amongst those that are making ibadat of him. And moreover, to make the effort for the establishment of his kalima in this entire dunya till the day of Qiyamah. In this effort that Allah Ta'ala has chosen us and given us opportunity to do is the effort of Anbiya. And the effort of Anbiya is the effort of Mujahada. It's the effort of sacrifice. It's the effort of Qurbani. It's the effort of withstanding the most difficult of situations. It is the effort of even the sacrifice of one's nafs. It is the effort of sacrificing the desires and coming onto such that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the establishment of deen is more important than anything else. This is why Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala used to say that we found the best moments of our lives, the best times of our lives were in difficulties. The difficulties that came based on the fact that they had accepted the da'wat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. They were important and beloved people to their nation. But when they accepted the deen, then they too underwent the sacrifice immediately. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, untold sacrifices. So if we want deen to be established and we want deen or to take part and make effort of deen in comfort and in ease and according to our own desires, then our karguzaris will be the same for the people to follow us. In the month of Ramadan, is a month to increase. Like so much tashkeed is being made, so much targheeb is being given. If you're normally doing 3 days, give more time. That don't sacrifice the time of your da'wat. Our gush, our ingush, our outgush. And it is through our weakness that we have to change it. Otherwise it shouldn't change. And it is the weakness of the ummah that we change it. Otherwise it shouldn't change. It shouldn't change. But because of our weakness. So this is why today we are in the habit of taking the easy tashkil. The tashkil that's easy. The venue that's easy. The venue that's convenient. Who wants to go? Mulana Ehsan Damat Barakatu, when he used to give the Hayat of Sahaba, you say, Dur Dur Ke Tashkil. Who wants to go for the far Tashkils? Who wants to go right inside where Jamaats hardly go, let alone other times in the month of Ramadan? So it's a month. As we hear over and over again, battles took place in this month. Sacrifice took place in this month. Mujahada, Hijrat, Nusrat. And Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, they were such that they were ready for it. Sometimes we feel, you know, this is why we look at the effort of those that made effort before us. And the sacrifice that they gave. We are actually benefiting still from the sacrifice of those that made the effort in our country 50 years ago. That initial sacrifice that was given. The initial gush that was given. I remember sitting in the house in San Jose in Venezuela, and one of our zimidar satis, our Bashir Bhai, was there. And we had to take him for mulaqat. And we were sitting in the lounge. So he's saying, we're not going for mulaqat. I said, we're going just now. He said, no, let's go. He said, no, some food is coming. We're going to eat now. It's, the food is ready. So he says, make sandwich quickly. Make sandwich. He said, Hajuma, you take us like that. Make sandwich, put in a pocket and go. We are moving today on the sacrifice of those people. What sacrifice was given? So this is important for us to understand that in this effort, Qurbani is not our maqsood. It's not maqsood. It's not the object. Qurbani maqsood nahi hai. Lekin zaruri hai. To make sacrifice in this effort is not our objective, but it's necessary. Kyun? Kyunki qurbani ke peeche Allah ka nusrat chupi hui hai. The nusrat, that help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we want, is hidden behind qurbani. Is hidden. Is kaam ke andar itaat maqsood hai. Mona Ibrahim sahab, damat barakatuh, mentioned to us in our 1 year. Is kaam ke andar itaat. Wa mai yuti'i Allah wa rasoolahu faqad faza fawzan azima. His obedience is our objective. So sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, they used to recollect and to explain to the people after them and remind them about the sacrifices for the establishment of deen. So we also can be reminded today when our tashkil is being made, our 3 days is being made, all the intizam we are making. We're making such intizam before we go out in the path of Allah. So when we come back, we give that kal guzari. Oh, we had nice parking for the car. Car was secure. The toilet was nice. Bathroom was nice. We had own kitchen. So we give all those kal guzaris. But people that we meet, house to house, who we met, how that person was brought to the masjid, the month of Ramadan, the effort that was made, how much of walking we did, how much of cooking of our own sehri and our iftar. So sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, the bab, Mawlana Yusuf sahab rahmatullahi alayhi put here, the chapter on how sahaba withstood the difficulties in the path of Allah. And how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sahaba, they went through all these difficulties whether it was of hunger, whether it was of thirst, just so that the deen, this beautiful deen of Allah ta'ala can come alive. And how little they attached to their own importance in the effort of deen. How little they attached to their own importance in the effort of deen. The incident that Nufair radiallahu ta'ala, he says, once we were sitting with Miqdad bin Aswad radiallahu ta'ala, and while sitting with him, a person walked by. And this person, when he saw Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala, he was amazed, he was happy, or of joy he expressed, Tuba. He said, blessings are to those two beautiful eyes that saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is referring to Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala. That two beautiful eyes that saw Miqdad, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How I wish that I could also would have been amongst those that saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and witnessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala got agitated by this person while he was saying this. But Nufair radiallahu ta'ala says that we did not see anything bad that he was saying. He was saying good things. But it disturbed Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala. And then Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala looked at him and said, why do you have the desire to be present in such a time that Allah Ta'ala chose for you not to be present at that time? Why do you have the desire to have been present in such a time that Allah Ta'ala kept you away from that time? He said, my dear, you don't know that had you been alive and witnessed that time, what would have been your condition? You don't know. Because there were many people with us at that time who witnessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they are such that Allah Ta'ala will grab them on their foreheads and throw them into the fire of Jahannam, because neither did they accept Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and neither did they give shahadat to him. Why don't you at least now you appreciate and you praise Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala has brought you alive now at this time and this moment and put you in the world at this moment. Because you are such that you are at a time that you can bear testimony to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you can bear testimony to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you do not have to go, you don't witness that difficulty and that hardships that were born to the people of that time. He says, Wallah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent at such a severe time, such a difficult time, that no other Nabi was sent to such difficulty. Because of the length of absence of a Nabi between two nations, there was no Nabi that came until Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. The ignorance that was amongst the people of that time is that they did not know any other deen to follow except to worship idols. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came at that time. In other words, he's telling him, you are now born at the time that you know about Allah, that you know about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you have accepted Allah, and you have accepted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How do you know at that time what would have been your condition? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came at that time. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came at such a time that he came with the Quran, and the Quran came as a divider between the truth and the evil, and it divided between a father and his son, between the son and the father, between a man and his child, between brothers. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and he divided amongst them, and many a mu'min found himself that Allah Ta'ala opened his heart for iman, yet knowing well he would see and experience that people of his own family were the people of Jahannam, and that would tear him apart. That in other words, he got iman and his own son or his own father or his own relatives were amongst the people of Jahannam. This tore them apart. But they went through this and they bore this, knowing that these people would never be the coolness of their eyes. Their own family would not be the coolness of their eyes. Yet Allah Ta'ala revealed those the ayats where Allah Ta'ala explained, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ عَيُنٍ, that our offspring, our wives and our offspring should be the means of coolness to our eyes. But many a sahaba did not experience that, because members of their own family, their own kin, were all people of kufar, and that tore them apart, and they went through that sacrifice. Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala, an incident, he says, Muhammad ibn Ka'b ibn Quzi, he says, a person from Kufa, he walked past Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala, and he looked at him, he said, oh my uncle, are you the one that saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and you was in his company? Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala said, yes my nephew, I am. He said, how was that time? Tell me, how was that time? How did you spend that time? The first thing that Huzaifa says, wallahi, laqud kunna najtahid. He put this forward. He never explained about the beauty of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the features of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or how was it to be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, oh my nephew, wallahi, we had to sacrifice. We had to go through sacrifice for this deen. Laqad kunna najtahid. Qala wallah. That person then turned to Huzaifa and said, I take the qasam of Allah that if we were alive at that time, we would be such that we wouldn't even allow Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to walk on the ground. We would have carried Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on our shoulders. Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala looked at him and he said, oh my nephew, don't say that. Don't say that, because we saw those times with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Khandaq, when it was ice cold and it was difficult And then he narrated the whole incident of Khandaq, what happened in Khandaq to him. And then he told him, that severity that we went through that with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Huzaifa radiallahu anhu then tell him, that you are saying this and you're saying that, but we saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam on such nights and on such days, on such severity of the wind, such severity of thirst, such severity of difficulties. And he carried on explaining to him all those difficulties that they went through with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he explains, Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, with regards to what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said regarding to the difficulties that he bore, Nabi Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that I have been harassed and abused for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like nobody else before me. And I have been threatened and made to fear regarding Allah like nobody else before me. And we saw many a time, up to 30 days such passed consecutively, that between me and Bilal, there wasn't enough food between the two of us to have on any day, except that much that Bilal radiallahu ta'ala could keep and hide under his arms. So respected Zatis, this effort that Allah has given us is not an effort for us to go back. It's not an effort for us to find excuse. It's not an effort for us to find the easiest of the skills. It's not an effort for us to reduce. The month of Ramadan is the time for us to increase. And it is a cry of our elders, not just in the month of Ramadan, for us to give 10 days. This is the old cry from our elders, to give 10 days, to increase from our time of 3 days, to increase it to 10 days every month. The ummah is in parishan, the ummah is in difficulties, the ummah needs someone to meet them, to greet them. We ourselves need it. We ourselves need to speak about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to go from person to person, street to street, house to house, village to village, town to town, country to country, continent to continent. This is our effort. Whether it is near tashkil, difficult tashkil or easy tashkil, that tashkil which is coming on takaza, that tashkil that is coming on the takaza put in front by our elders, the itaat, according to that we go out and strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, my dear brothers. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa laakimtu lil muttaqeen. الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير الضالين ولا مضلين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.